Welcome to episode 38 of Life with Mitty, and today we're going to talk about Smart Summon. We're going to focus on some pro tips as well as etiquette. But first, a little background. Early in the morning of September 27th, 2019, Mitty received 2019.32.10.1, the first public release of version 10 of Tesla's software. It was Christmas all over again. Even that night, I started experimenting with the new features, including Smart Summon. Later that day, I met up with a good friend of mine. Shout out to Craig. We both had paid for FSD and were entitled to an early public release. And we met up at a local mall after midnight, just like Back to the Future. With a backdrop of Tesla superchargers, we had a blast singing along with Sweet Caroline karaoke and practicing with Smart Summon. And in fact, it was during that practice session, along with subsequent uses since, that led me to this episode. There's a couple of things I want to share with you today, and the first one is the top 5 don't use Smart Summon locations. Number 5, parking garages. Yeah, I've tried this. I tried it with the simplest parking garage I could find, one close to my work that is only 2 floors. And Mitty was on floor number 1. And of course, floor number 2 was exposed to the sky. In this parking garage, there was 2 layouts. One parking layout for floor number 1 and a different one for floor number 2. Now, here's what happened. The car went by the lanes that were on the floor above, not the floor it was on. Of course, the car can't figure that out. And what it's going to go by is already mapped out. And what was mapped out were the lanes on the second floor. So when I asked Mitty to come to me, and I purposely put myself in a place where I knew the car would have to go around a different route, couldn't just come straight to me, to avoid where cars would likely be parked, it cut right through. And I had to stop before it got to some parking barriers, or else it would have ran over those. Not a good idea. That was something that I knew in the back of my mind wasn't going to work. But if you think about it, it makes sense that it doesn't work. Now, I know that some parking garages have the same layout floor to floor to floor. But think about any parking garage you've been in recently. The layout on the topmost floor is usually different than the other ones. Why? Because you don't have the same limitations of the struts that have to hold everything up. Usually, I've found that there is a different layout on the top floor. And guess what? That's the layout the car will use. So, parking garages is definitely number 5 of the top 5 don't use Smart Summon locations. Number 4, parking lots with lots of foot traffic. Now, it's not that Smart Summon is likely to run over someone. It stops whenever it detects pedestrians, even far away. Even you. Yeah. The car looks at you as it approaches and treats you like a pedestrian. Have you ever wondered why, when the car is pulling up to you, it suddenly stops? If you look on the screen of your app, it will tell you, waiting for pedestrian. And it just happens to be you, the driver. In this case of lots of foot traffic, then it just takes so long for the car to wait. And then it's clear, oh, here comes somebody else, and wait. I mean, you could walk multiple times to the car, waiting with all that foot traffic going on. That's the number 4 location, never to use Smart Summon. Number 3, when weird paths are displayed on the map before starting Smart Summon. Now, I've been in some parking lots that were very strange. Some of them were formed in someone's front yard, part of their parking for their personal business. And I tried to use Smart Summon in those cases. There was no map data, Oh, it's free rein. I'll just drive through the grass. I wouldn't advise that. I've even been in places where there was a mix of concrete and tarmac. Let me explain. It was an Olive Garden parking lot close to my house. And I'm there eating. And when I come out, I thought, hey, let's try Smart Summon. Unfortunately, the path that it came up with avoided an area that was concrete. It literally was treating it as though it was 10 feet tall, like it was a tower or something. All it was some concrete right in the middle of the tarmac where some drainage tiling was. But Smart Summon tried to avoid that area, and the path that it took would have been really close to some cars. So I decided, nope, not going to invoke Smart Summon in this case. Actually, at a later date, when I went to eat at that same place, I parked in another part of the parking lot to avoid that. Worked great. Don't use Smart Summon when the path on your map really looks strange or weird. Just don't do it. It's likely to go wrong. The number two location where you should never use Smart Summon is when you can't see your car's path. Sometimes other cars will just pull out of their spot without looking. You'll want to monitor the situation so you can let your finger off the button and prevent an accident. Even if it is their fault, do you really want to have an accident and then have to explain to the cop? Oh, officer, yeah, I'm using this new Tesla feature, and you know how that goes. The number one location where you should never, ever use Smart Summon is parking lots with public streets going through them. I've tried it. It doesn't work. Sometimes your car will start moving and then stop weirdly when it gets to the public street, blocking the way for others. I've actually seen that happen. And the car will tell you, not supported on public streets. Well, great. Why didn't you tell me that before you started moving? Never goes well. So those are the top five don't use Smart Summon locations. So now let's talk about pro tips and etiquette. And some of these really flow together. Number one, if you're in a hurry, don't use Smart Summon. The car will go no faster than 4 miles per hour, and if you've got a really busy area with a lot of foot traffic and other cars, it'll take a while. You're better off walking to your car. Number two, use Go to Target. It's much more accurate and allows you to pull the car up right where you want it. When you're using Come to Me, it's not as accurate. I've found that the place that it identifies where you are can sometimes be as much as 10 or 15 feet off. That's not really good. But when you use Go to Target, it's pretty accurate, and the car will end up right where you want it to be. Number three, if you wait a few more seconds for higher phone location accuracy, you can sometimes start Smart Summon from right inside a building, especially if windows face the parking lot. That way you can see the car. You can always step out briefly and then retreat back inside and then start. Now, I do this where buildings have a little glassed-in enclosure between the parking lot and the actual building, so I can stay warm and dry or cool and dry as I watch MIDI come to me. Really neat. And it's a great use case. Number four, set the target on the far right of the lane. The car will align its passenger side to the target, making it easy for opposing cars to pass by. Now, this is for left-hand drive cars in the United States and other countries. So I'd want to hear from my UK listeners how this works for you. I'm assuming you'd set the target on the far left of the lane and the car would align its passenger side to the target. Now, this makes it easy for opposing cars to pass by. When you've got your car in the correct lane of flow of traffic, then that makes a lot more sense than being in the middle of the lane, or even worse, being in the opposite lane. Be thinking about that. That's a good rule of thumb and a good thing for etiquette. And you don't get people ticked off because you're using Smart Summon. Number 5, make sure to set the target far enough down a lane so the car can finish a turn. So if there's a turn that the car has to do before it gets to the point where you want it to stop, move it down a little farther. That way you don't block both lanes. The car can finish the turn and then come to a complete stop without blocking people's way. Number 6, don't park where the car is close to a curb. You can scrape a wheel. It can happen. I haven't had that happen with Mitty, but that's because I am careful. So I don't park too close to a curb. Number 7, before leaving your car, check that your pickup point is within 150 feet by using the Smart Summon map display. While you're sitting there in the car, you can bring it up, and you can then see, oh, okay, I need to be at least this close before I invoke Smart Summon, and this is as far as the car can pick me up. Then you can decide if that's a good parking spot or not. Number 8, if friends or family want a ride when summoning the car, make sure they don't try to exit the car from the inside until you open the door from the outside. Otherwise, the alarm goes off and extremely loud classical music plays inside the car, remember? Yeah, had that happen with Deborah. it was not good. So Deborah was in the car while I was doing some of my first Smart Summon tricks in the parking lot. Remember September 28th, 2019? I remember it well. And so does she. Yeah, she wasn't too thrilled when the music was so loud all of a sudden and I realized what had happened. And I ran to the car and opened the door and got the alarm turned off. Oh boy. Yeah, it was doghouse for me. Yeah, we're not doing that again. Number 9, it's best to back into a parking spot, though it's not required. This reduces the time to summon, as the car doesn't have to back up first. In that case, you could save 10 to 15 seconds because now the car doesn't have to back up first. So there it is, the pro tips and etiquette for Smart Summon, along with the top 5 don't use locations. Thanks for listening, and as always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. Talk to you next time.